Good luck out there today.
You all are just wonderful people.
Find out what's biting on The Fishing Report with your host, Tina Harbuck, and the ship's Chandler.
Ooh. Howdy, howdy. It's Tina Harbuck at the Destin Log. I got Pete Wright from the ship's Chandler on the phone with me this morning, and we are talking fishing.
What's happening today, Tina?
Well, we had just a little rain come through, but I think it's gone for the day.
I think so. Just kind of got a little summertime stuff popping up, morning squalls and the evening squalls and just summertime stuff. But it's been, you know, kind of when you can work around a little bit, the fishing's been great.
Oh, I'm telling you. I have seen more grouper this year than I have in a very long time.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And really, mostly charter boats you're seeing. They're fishing, you know, federal waters, but really all these customers of mine that are fishing in state waters, fishing that, 70, 80, 100 foot of water, are getting tons of grouper bites. If you run if you're going snapper fishing, if you can get through the snappers and you run down a big chofer, big fin, pinfish, something like that, down to the bottom, there's a very good chance you can get a good grouper bite.
Yeah. Well, of course, bottom fishing is red hot right now with the snapper and the grouper going on. But, something I've been seeing pop up a lot online is all this tarpon fishing going on.
Yeah, tarpon fishing's been pretty good, too. And it'll last for another month or two, or a month and a half anyway.
Yeah, but, through here?
Yeah, the fishing's been good for them. You know, it's a migratory fish. They travel east to west, real similar to a cobia. And the best fishing for them is typically in the mornings, mainly because you're sight fishing these fish. So, the pier is a great spot for them. A lot of people fish them off the pier. But if you're on a boat, you're sight fishing these fish, usually it's calmer in the morning. You can see a little better. It blows up in the afternoon. But, the best way to catch these fish are using that, 8 to, 20 foot of water.
Yeah.
And the way I usually fish anyways is just, I call it posting up, and that's just sitting still in a particular location and kind of waiting for these fish to come by you. And that's what they're doing. They're migrating through, and after this moon the other day, they're starting to string out. We were having schools of, 3 to, 10 fish versus these big 60 fish schools. So you have more chances that way sitting still. All of a sudden you'll see them come, and you pitch a bait out in front of them, a herring, or a cigar minnow, or you can throw some of these hoagie swim baits I have in here. But they're definitely finicky fish. They're smart. You want to use, lighter leaders, some 40 or 50 pound fluorocarbon, just to make sure you can get a bite because that water's clear. But it's a lot of fun to get into it. The biggest thing is just trying to, it's become more popular, so there's more boats, and you're fishing the same fish, so kind of spread out and give yourself some room in between boats. A half a mile is good. It's where you can see them.
They're good fighting fish.
That's right. It's an unbelievable fighting fish. Sometimes you'll have a bigger school of them, and you got to practice a little courtesy every once in a while when you're fishing for them. But that's with anything. But the fishing, the tarpon fishing has been really good, and it'll be better, every day for the rest of this month for sure.
Okay. Well, what else are you seeing in here?
I mean, the bottom fishing, like you said, has been awesome. Tons of snappers. Depending on where you're fishing, whether it's on the east or west beach, and there's been a lot of those, 16 to, 20 inch snappers, which to me is a better eating one anyways. And to me, I always tell people, just to keep the stock healthy and your spots healthy for that matter is to, don't worry about culling through so many of them. A lot of people are worried about, they want to catch the biggest snapper in the world because they're down there.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're catching these, illegal fish, 17, 18, 20 inch fish, that's, 5 to 8 pounds. That's a nice fish to keep. And
sure
that way
is.
You can always keep going back over and over again. If you sore mouth them or you gut hook them or anything else, it's hard to go back there every time and go catch some.
Exactly.
That's a good way to do it. But the same spots where these snappers are, there's been some black snappers mixed, up in the water too. People are just free lining some, a live bait or a dead cigar minnow down on some lighter tackle to get a black snapper bite.
Now, the black snapper, you don't fish as far down, right?
Most of the time, they're just up in the water.
Up in the water a little bit more.
Yeah, some people chum them up, and some people just kind of, while they're bottom fishing, they'll just pitch one out and just let it kind of drift back there in the current. But they're a little bit, they're definitely more finicky than a red snapper. They're very cautious. So a lot of times, you'll have to scale down to a 40 or 30 or 40-pound leader to even get a bite in a smaller hook and, you know, conceal that hook in the bait a little more. But you'll get some bites that way. If you happen to be sitting there and you see them come up behind the boat, you know, definitely, you'll see people throw some, you know, their snapper, red snapper tackle, some 60-pound mono back there, and they're just kind of swimming around your bait looking at it like,
yeah,
I'm not that dumb. So you got to scale it down to catch those little sneakier fish.
I hear you. I hear you. You know, and I've seen a lot of guys this week come in, too, and they'd be, you know, they're talking about just trolling on the way in, having a line out, and doggone if they're not snagging some wahoos on the way in.
Yeah, I've been a lot of wahoos. I had a crazy story. I don't know if you heard it. I got a customer of mine. Won't mention his name if he wants me to or not. But he was on the way back in and found a log floating and hooked a, you know, some bunch of schoolie dolphin around it. Hooked a schoolie dolphin and had it sitting there in the rod holder next to the boat, just trying to keep those fish around.
Uh-huh.
And had a wahoo skyrocket after that bait into the boat and cut his leg wide open.
Holy cow.
Which is a pretty crazy story, which you don't hear very often.
Yeah, no kidding.
But one good thing, the best thing that came out of the whole deal is wahoo landed in the boat and they got to eat him. So it worked out somewhat good. He's going to be out of the commission there for about a month of going fishing, but at least he cut that wahoo and got to eat him up. It caused him all that pain. But
there you go.
Yeah, there has been a lot of wahoos, and that was 8 miles off the beach. So
yeah,
been a lot of fish. So yeah, if you got time trolling between these spots, I got some, like a big Yozuri or one of those stretch 40 Rapala, you can troll, you know, 12, 13 knots, and you know, that's plenty enough speed to go in between spots, take a break, grab a couple cold drinks, and then you know, troll in between the spots and catch a nice wahoo.
You just never know.
You never know. That's right.
That's right. Hey, the other thing I want to mention too, for folks, is that the Emerald Coast Blue Marlin Classic has been pushed back a day.
That's
so
correct.
Instead of Thursday guys leaving out and then weighing in on Friday and Saturday, they are now leaving out on Friday, and they'll be back at the docks on Saturday from 4 till whenever, weighing fish.
That's right.
But they have to be under the bridge by 8, and then Sunday they'll be weighing in from 2, and then they have to be
whenever.
They have to be under the bridge by 4 on Sunday, and then till whenever, like you say, as long as they're
right
under the bridge. So it's been pushed back a day. It's been a little rough offshore, apparently, with some of this weather we got blowing through. But it's still on. They're still going forward with it. And I think they're anticipating a big weekend.
Yeah, it's a big weekend. That's a smart move by them. Just push it back half a day or, you know, whatever it is, day. And that way all these boats stay in. It gives the smaller boats, you know, a competitive advantage, too, where they feel like they can run and be with the big boys. But Saturday will be, it's usually the big day, but it'll kind of be usually pretty low key at the weigh-in, but Sunday will be a huge day out there.
Exactly.
And they put on a great event, too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do for kids, and it's a lot of fun. So it's always a good turnout to see some big old fish being weighed in.
Hopefully
some Destin boat wins it. That's what we're going for.
There you go. Exactly.
Make us proud.
I love it. Well, listen, Pete, I appreciate you chatting with us, and we'll check with you later, man.
All right, Tina.
All right. Bye-bye.